This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. A new exhibit has opened in Detroit that chronicles the life of Walter Reuther. Born 100 years ago, Reuther was one of the most important labor leaders in American history, but not everyone knows about him. NPR's Celeste Headlee reports.
Walter Reuther came to national attention in 1937 during the infamous Battle of the Overpass. Reuther wanted to hand out leaflets at Ford's River Rouge plant. But when he and other union leaders got there, they were violently assaulted. Henry Ford had declared he would never allow his employees to unionize, and he meant it.
And he had his own private police force, euphemistically called the Ford Service Department. And the Ford Service Department consisted of a couple thousand gentlemen, some of which former prize fighters, some of them been recruited right out of Jackson Prison. And they provided the muscle, so to speak, on that day.
Thomas Featherstone is an archivist at the Walter Reuther Library at Wayne State University. He also curated the new exhibit, No Greater Calling. He says Reuther and the others were punched, beaten to the ground repeatedly, and then thrown down the steel steps in front of the Ford plant that day.
And it took 4 more years after this event of real struggle, lawsuits, mass picketing to get a contract with Ford.
Reuther became the president of the union 10 years later, and he helped win things for employees like vacations with pay, medical insurance, and grievance procedures. Carolyn Merrifew is an American history professor at the University of Dayton. She says although the UAW is not as powerful today as it was during Reuther's time, that doesn't diminish what he did to raise the living standard of the American middle class.
You could actually buy things not on credit or not putting your family into massive amounts of debt. That is an important legacy as well.
Reuther became a very influential man as the head of the UAW, and he's credited with making the union a major force. Nelson Lichtenstein wrote the book Walter Reuther, The Most Dangerous Man in Detroit. He says Reuther believed the UAW could do more than negotiate contracts for employees.
He would use the strength of the trade union movement to solve larger problems for the entire society.
In 1940, Reuther suggested the auto plant should retool to make 500 planes a day. And that's what happened. The automakers began to manufacture equipment for the war effort, and Detroit became the arsenal of democracy. Reuther also had a strong commitment to social justice. And the UAW actually financed the March to Freedom in D.C., where Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. Carolyn Merrifew says it's a shame that Reuther is not better remembered.
If I asked my students in an American history class entering college, probably 25% would have heard of Walter Reuther and the other would not have heard of him or not know who he is. So, no, I don't think that he's gotten the recognition that he deserves.
There are photos in the exhibit of Reuther marching with Dr. King, Cesar Chavez, Rosa Parks, and Ralph Abernathy. Walter Reuther died in a plane crash in 1970, and curators hope the new exhibit will remind people of Reuther's fight for dignity and equity in the workplace. The exhibit at Wayne State University is ongoing at Walter Reuther Library. Celeste Headlee, NPR News, Detroit.